This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed worldwide infections from the new coronavirus nears the 10 million mark. Right now, it's just beyond 9.3 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The hardest hit country, the United States, has more than 2.3 million. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 nears 480,000, approximately 122,000 of them in the United States. With coronavirus cases surging across the southern and western parts of the U.S., officials are once again imposing tough measures, from stay-at-home advice in worst-hit states to quarantines to protect recovering areas like New York. Nearly 4 months after the United States reported its first death from COVID-19, the nation faces a deepening health crisis as a wave of infections hits young Americans and experts issue new acute warnings. The economic impact deepens as the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread around the world, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The International Monetary Fund sharply lowers its economic forecast for global growth this year as the coronavirus pandemic continues to take its toll on a growing number of nations. The IMF now says the global economy will shrink 4.9%. That's far worse than the 3% decline predicted back in April. The fund says the gross domestic product in the United States will tumble some 8%, the worst contraction since the end of World War II. The pandemic also threatens the now 30-year effort to reduce extreme poverty around the world, as the forecast calls for serious declines in the economies of developing and emerging markets. Tim McGuire, Washington.
If you'd like more on these or other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for the new coronavirus pandemic, surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, including more than 52,000 deaths. A Republican bill to rein in police misconduct failed in the U.S. Senate Wednesday, leaving congressional efforts to address racial inequities in American policing at an impasse. Democrats, denouncing the measure as irrevocably flawed, defeated a Republican push to move to final debate by a vote of 55 to 45, short of the 60 votes needed. It comes a month after George Floyd's death while in police custody in Minneapolis set off weeks of worldwide protest against police brutality. Three men arrested after another racially charged killing were formally indicted on murder charges by a grand jury Wednesday. African-American Ahmaud Arbery was shot dead February 23rd while jogging in a residential area of the southern state of Georgia. For more than 2 months, local police did not make any arrests. It was only when video of the killing went viral on social media that the investigation began in earnest. A retired police officer, Gregory McMichael, and his son Travis, who can be seen on the video, were arrested May 7th. The man who filmed the killing, William Bryan, was arrested 2 weeks later. The indictment was formalized Wednesday by a grand jury, a group of citizens appointed to weigh how valid a charge is ahead of a trial. U.S. House Democrats blasted Attorney General William Barr at a hearing Wednesday over accusations he improperly meddled in criminal cases and antitrust probes for political gain. Wednesday's contentious hearing featured testimony from two current Justice Department employees who took the unusual step of publicly blowing the whistle against their own employer. One of them, federal prosecutor Aaron Zelinsky, testified the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington was pressured from the, quote, highest levels, end quote, of the Justice Department to scale back its sentencing recommendation for Trump's longtime friend, Roger Stone. Lawmakers in Gabon's lower house of parliament voted to decriminalize homosexuality, becoming one of the few countries in sub-Saharan Africa to reverse a law that punishes sexual relations between people of the same sex. The bill still needs the backing of the upper house, which is expected Thursday when the Senate votes on it. The government did not say why it decided to reverse the law. African leaders and health experts have called for equitable and fair access to any approved vaccine against the coronavirus. As the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Africa has grown, governments across the continent are organizing themselves to manufacture any vaccine quickly. The head of the World Health Organization said Wednesday the world faces a shortage of oxygen concentrators. WHO Director General told a news conference demand is currently outstripping supply. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.